In an unprecedented move for control, Google has now added the offensive flag. So the question is, what in the world is this going to amount to? Yes, okay, some posts are offensive, but they may be truthful. The truth hurts, especially when ideology is built on socialism and communism and Satanism. Google is trying to improve the quality of its search results by directing review teams to flag content that might come across as upsetting or offensive. Are you joking? Are you joking? This is literally a totalitarian nightmare. With the change, content with racial slurs could now get flagged under a new category called upsetting offensive. So could content that promotes hate or violence against a specific group of people based on gender, race, or other criteria. So Christians, this is a heads up to you, because of course we're supposedly known as the biggest hate group, when really it's the Christians who are being demonized. When society is backwards, like it is today, the people with a moral compass are the ones who are deemed offensive, who are deemed hateful, and so on. This is only one of two big moves that Google has made recently. Yesterday we reported that Google, a Google technician, has predicted by the year 2029, man and machine, especially the brain, will be totally mixed, totally linked in a singularity. And of course, this is on TechCrunch. In the future, there will be mind clones, thinking machines, the quest for artificial intelligence, and where it's taking us next. If you mix these two together, of offensive tagging and artificial intelligence, what happens if a person gets too offensive for the bot? What is counted, or what is deemed offensive? It's shocking how far this totalitarian internet giant of Google, and of course there's others, has gone without any reprimand. Literally, from the garage that was where Google started, was in a garage, to the totalitarian internet giant today. And now we're seeing what is about to take place with this organization. It's insane. We are literally seeing a technology takeover. It is like a war. Literally. Because in a few years, we're going to see artificial intelligence mixed with man. And that artificial intelligence is going to take over that man. It's going to control that man. Or that woman. Whoops, I'm deemed offensive. I refer to humanity as mankind. Whoops, sorry. Anyways, sorry, that was a tangent. Back to the point at hand. One day, people are going to upload their minds to machines. One day, this is a quote, I started wondering what happens to a person's avatar in the game after they die. Yershik says, was there, he pondered, a kind of second life purgatory where abandoned avatars lived in a zombie-like state? Long after their human operators had passed away, what would happen if one tried to interact with these avatars? Is this a joke? Literally. Let's keep going. He began to consider the idea more and more. He attempted to work out the logistics of programming an artificial agent that could convincingly mimic the behavior of its human counterpart. He thought about the kind of code one would need to write for an avatar so that it could learn to move the way its human player once moved, to talk the way that one talked, and to form and pursue the kind of goals they might have created and pursued. And as with any enterprising entrepreneur, he tried to think of a way to turn it into an actual product. In February of 2014, he was invited to attend a program for entrepreneurs at MIT by a mentor he had met in Bucharest. As part of the program, he was asked to come up with an idea for a project to work on. By this time, the idea had expanded in his mind. What I was thinking was that this could be a great way of letting you collect and curate your digital footprint throughout your life, he says. The avatar would be an interface for accessing that information. He pitched the idea to the group as Skyping with dead people. You know, these technological or technology companies, they miss the big part. Just because you can spew information and just because you can process as the brain processes, that doesn't make you a human. There is something inside of you called a soul. That is your life. That is the life force. And it is given to us from God. Without that, it is totally death. There is nothing there. It's not just like a person. Okay, so let's say they uploaded their mind to a machine. There's no moral code. There's no moral compass because it's not written into the soul. It's a soulless being walking around in digital space, and somehow they're going to try and turn that into reality. And that's what this guy, this little young techie, wants to build. Literally, that's what they want to build. But can you imagine? Can you imagine when Google and Facebook start producing products that allow people to upload their minds and they think that they have a digital version of themselves? I think I'm going to act more like my digital version of myself. I mean, this is a joke. It has to be. People can't be this stupid with this much information. But then again, we know why they're creating it. It's called the hive mind, as we saw just yesterday with Google. They're trying to create a global consciousness, and that would involve having people upload their minds. But keep in mind, nothing offensive or truthful can be there. Google will block you. These are crazy times. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.